Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and He's good. He's always up to something good. God has always had our best interests at heart. He is love. That's what the love of God does. And the more you are around Him in His presence, I wanted to understand God. I wanted to know how He thought. So when I saw that Jesus became the Word, the Word became Jesus. The Word became flesh. I listened to what He had to say. All the scriptures look to Him, represent Him, honor Him. And everything that God is doing, all from Genesis to Revelation, Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So I heard what He had to say. And I also wanted to get to know the Father. So I listened to what He had to say too, through the prophets. And going to church and listening to preachers and reading the Word can be, not always, can be two different mindsets. So I gravitated to what the Lord was doing. I learned some wonderful things from preachers. And I believe every preacher that I know of has spoken something that stuck to my life and helped me grow. Preachers know in part. And being a preacher, I did not know what to do. I focused on the Lord. I was more motivated to focus on the Lord because I also saw how men fail God. Even the greatest prophets had days where they wished they weren't born. They wished they could not exist. When they got in despair, they would get in despair. And the Lord would deal with them, you know. He told Jeremiah, how can you run with the horsemen if you can't run with the foot soldiers? If you can't run with the foot soldiers, how would you manage with horses? And Jeremiah woke up. You didn't hear him despairing after that. Even though when he got thrown in jail, the king came and asked him, why are you doing this? What have I done to you? Why do you prophesy like this? And Jeremiah reflected on something that God did that was notable. He told him that his uncle would come to him, and the Lord told Jeremiah to buy a field from his uncle. And his uncle came to him, or his nephew came to him to sell that field, and he came. And, you know, Jeremiah, his comeback was nothing is impossible with God. He knew for a fact that God, just like God told him that his king would come and want to sell him some land, and he came. That gave Jeremiah hope because he knew that one day the people would come back to that land. Not in their lifetime, but they would be back. And all the things that the miserable prophecies that he had to give, because he had to throw down nations and build up other enemy nations, he did this. And that could be, you know, looking at it, you don't want your nation to fail. You don't want those kind of things to happen. But they had to happen because of idolatry. There was nothing else that could happen. Jeremiah was thoroughly encouraged in jail, and he wasn't out of jail yet. But he told the king something from the heart of God. But he's the same man that wants despair. So when you follow God, you have a strength that's not from around here. When you get in despair, you're looking at you, what you can do, what you know. But when you are in the Lord's presence and you're doing things from His perspective, it's a whole new perspective. It's greater than anything on earth. It just amazes me how God can take men and do great works with them and represent who He is. So I pay more attention to who God is. So in his presence one day, I talk about it often. I said, Lord, I want to live. I want my life to everywhere I go to be like it is in this prayer room. When I'm in your presence, I feel like I can do anything. I felt that's why. Because when you live from God's perspective, you're living beyond man. You're living beyond yourself. You're thinking beyond yourself. You're reasoning beyond yourself. You're operating purely by the Word of God. And don't think you can explain all this to people. Most people don't have the patience to endure it, to endure sound doctrine. When you speak sound doctrine after people have heard weak doctrine, they don't have an appetite for it. You have to be patient. And sometimes the Lord make things so plain, but it provokes people. I tell now, I finally got it. I learned just if the Lord tell me to say something, then I'll tell them. It'll be perfect. They'll be ready for it. I kind of refrain from telling people things in passing like I used to. If I sense that they have an appetite or would appreciate it, I'll tell them. But if I don't think they'll appreciate it, I ain't telling them. Unless God tell me to, then I know it's all right. Because I've done all that. And people don't always have appetite for it. I'm saying this because if you spend time in the Lord's presence, it's going to happen. And there's a way to get people knowledge without provoking them. But you have to have the artist, who is God, to help you do it. I learned to do things in his strength because it works. If I can do things in his strength, it's going to work. It's going to be wonderful. Now, the Lord loves us. He cares about us in every way and in every capacity. But you have to pay more attention to him. Take cues from him. Listen to him. Hear him out. This is why. Because God cares about us. He wants us to know him. He wants us to know what he can do. And he can do great things in our lives if we yield to him. And most people won't yield to him. For whatever reason, they do what they see other people do. Until they get in a situation that they don't know what to do, then they seek God. If they seek God, they learn from him. But they're used to doing it that way, and their will is strong. Now, I said something yesterday that I want to go back and clarify. The way we prosper perfectly is to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Seeking first the kingdom of God gives us vision. Within that vision, we can see, you have to believe that you can have more. You have to believe that you can prosper. You have to believe in prospering according to God's word, because the word of God gives you vision for prosperity. And when you seek his righteousness, which is just as important as seeking first the kingdom of God. See, the seeking first the kingdom of God gives you vision, understanding that you can go forward. But seeking his righteousness gives you foundation. And these two things together keeps you in the love of God. Now, I like to approach the love of God this way. If you're going to walk in the love of God, you're going to need the purity of God, the holiness of God, and also the wisdom of God in order to stay balanced. If you try to love people without wisdom, you're going to make shipwreck. If you try to love people without holiness, you're going to make shipwreck. Because you're focusing on trying to help people and be a blessing. And some people are evil and they'll try to use you for their own gain. Or get you, while they sense that you're motivated to help them, they'll try to get you to do something wrong, which will undo your love. So you have to have both. You have to have standards with love. And you have to have wisdom with love. You have to be stern with love. Love don't do everything other people are doing. Sometimes people are in opposition against love. But you're going to love as a standard. Love will give you wisdom you know, with as you love people, God will give you wisdom to know how to help them. Sometimes parents don't know how to help their children. They go and do something for them, and that's not love, because they need to do it. They need to learn to stand on their own two feet. You're training children to become adults, godly adults. That's what we do. We train them to be godly adults and responsible, godly adults. And they can't learn that if you're doing everything for them. But if you want them to be spoiled palace brats, then give them everything they ask for when they ask for it. God doesn't do us that way because it's stupid. God don't just give us something because we wish we had it. He makes a way for us to go out and get it if we want it. And that, you know, it's stupid to give people everything that they want. Little children, you know, every now and then give them something that they desire, but do it in a way, get them to do that. Give them something to do. People need something to do. They need to contribute. They need to be trained from little babies to contribute in life. And that, you know, when they're little children, we fix their dinner. We make sure they're clean. We make sure they have what they want. We buy them toys for Christmas, which sometimes the toys are demonic, but we buy them anyway. That's crazy. But get them things that's going to help them grow, not tear them down. Get them things that's going to help them to be responsible, loving, wise, holy, responsible adults. And that's what life is. Like Jesus said, that it's more blessed to give than to receive. And it is. It's more blessed to give than to receive. So people have to learn to give, learn to share, learn to be a blessing. Now watch this. Without doing other people's responsibilities, we learn to give in a way that will be a blessing and not end up a curse. So the Lord do things that's wise. I watch how He do. When I get in trouble, if I overspend and I need help, I cry out to the Lord. He don't rescue me immediately. He give me work to do, and I have to do all that work to get out of my ditch that I created. Same thing with authority. Man allows Satan into his kingdom. Man got to drive the Canaanites out. God gave you life. The enemy give you evil thoughts and worries and frustrations. You got to drive that joker out of your life. You got to drive him out. It's your responsibility, not God's. He gave you the equipment to do it. He gave you holiness. He gave you life itself, abundant life, and He gave you authority to use it. Now, this is a requirement for me. You know, I want to live like I do in God's presence. You got to do what the Word say do. And you can live like I was able to live everywhere I go, just like I was in that prayer room, in God's presence. You can live in the presence of God. He is with you wherever you go. Now, He didn't leave. He never left. God can reveal His presence and conceal His presence. And I used to want him to reveal His presence because I liked the way it felt to be in His presence. I didn't want to leave His known presence. I wanted to always be aware of it. So I learned to harness it by operating according to God's will. I learned to love God's will. Charles Capps taught about confessing the things you desire by faith. So I will confess that I love God's will. And I confess that everything that's not like God's got to go. I want to drive it all out of my life. I hate the things of darkness. See, we can't receive. A lot of people are receiving what God is saying, but they're doing nothing about the darkness that exists. Receive the love of God, but drive out the hate of Satan. Don't let it be a part of your marriage. Don't talk hate words to your spouse. Don't fly off the handle and cuss people out. Don't get people told. Refrain from that. Drive those demons out of your life. Because one day you'll say something that people can't shake. And they'll never look at you the same. And the enemy will give them conclusions against you. And it'll seem so real that they'll divorce you. And you still don't know why it happened. Sometimes you can't get a rewind. But if you go in the presence of God, you can. God can show you what's going on. If you take time and listen and pay attention to what he's saying and receive what he's saying. Before God can talk to you intelligently, you gotta become receptive. You gotta yield to him. A lot of people don't yield to him because of the satanic interference that they didn't drive away from them. You can't just receive God's word, but you got to drive out the things of darkness, or they'll cause you to be an idolater, just like what happened to Israel. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added. Simple as that. That's the prosperity message. See, you're driven out the darkness so you don't have interference. You're receiving from God so you can harness time, and over time things will be added to your life and you'll prosper. But you have to have a healthy situation. We learn very, 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 very slow. We learn slow. But the things of God can make the difference. People don't learn. I try to help people learn, give people a boost, but I can't do it unless they receive it. The only time I can thoroughly help people is if they receive what I'm saying. And then they got to have enough word in them to make it stick. They got to desire it and appreciate it enough and have appetite. If they don't have appetite for it, I can tell them all day things that God is saying. But if they're not receptive, the devil will steal it from them. He'll take it from them like candy from a baby. And so it is with any minister. You can tell people all day and the enemy will snatch it from them because they don't deal with the things that they shouldn't be. You can't just receive the love of God. You have to drive out the hate of Satan. Don't focus on hate, the things of Satan, which leads to hate. All the goodness that come to you, that's from the love of God. That's why I say the love of God. If the love of God is key in your life, you'll see to drive away the things of darkness. You don't have to live with old temptations and old thoughts and things that's not right. You can prosper. You can go forward. You can do the things of God. You can grow from glory to glory. You can live in more glory. Now it's time to be raptured. The Lord's about to take his people off earth. Now, I believe the kind of people that God is going to rapture is just like the priest that could survive in the Holy of Holies. We got to be ready for rapture. And the only reason people won't be ready for rapture is because they love the world somewhere. You got to hate the world. You can't be raptured being an enemy of God. And everything that God can't rapture is going to be destroyed. The five foolish virgins ended up in hell. Jesus made it clear. They went out of darkness. They went to hell. The five true virgins, the wise ones, they went to heaven. Some people don't drive out darkness. That's why they always have trouble. And they weary the preacher. Because preachers preach their heart out and people don't get it. He tell them and tell them and tell them and they still don't get it. They forget everything that they hear and receive only a little bit. They never master their life. Go to church 20 years and never master nothing. they go to church, and some of them do go to church. They never learn to master anything, but they'll go to heaven. They did just enough to stay safe. We're supposed to be the people of God. We're supposed to make a difference, a vibrant difference wherever we go. Some people do. You know, you don't see people in their full effect at church. But when people are going back and forth, you know, they fall off. It's like a drunk man. They fall off the wagon. They go back to their ways. That's not life. And, you know, people get weary and they stop doing the things that make them strong. Pastor told about when people, they prospered and then they bought lake houses and then they go to the lake on Sunday instead of going to church and then they lose everything. Never mastering nothing. We're supposed to master some things. If we're around it, you know, my pastor heals, you know, he has a healing gift, a healing ministry. I've had success at work getting people healed. I've had success through intercession getting people healed. Now, I'm not like him. He trains for this. I train in other areas. That's the beauty of life. Wherever you train, you can master something and not fall off the wagon. All you have to do is, if your eye be single, your whole body, your whole being will be full of light. If that's in place, then you're going to be alerted to some things as the Holy Spirit guides you. A lot of things that when the Holy Spirit guides people is wasted because they don't harness it. Because this is a common problem. A lot of people are trying to receive the knowledge of God, but you also have the same responsibility to drive out the Canaanites, so to speak. You have to drive out the world. Now, when the Lord prosper you and you grow from glory to glory, He's going to help you prosper in a way that it's a protective way. He's going to help you receive things as you can handle it, as you can have vision for it and still be stable. Now, that's the point I wanted to get to. I got to close now, and we'll talk more about that later. But when you follow God, He thinks of everything, and He'll do things in a way, even the knowledge that He helps you relay to people, He'll prepare you so you don't get in pride and become an enemy, because people get in pride over their beauty or things they know or success they've had. But he'll secure you where you won't get out of shape, out of whack, and in pride. And you'll still have the love of God in you to see that other people can do what you're doing. That's, you know, He thinks of everything, and He'll help you to help others. And He'll cause you to speak beyond your years, which does provoke people. But He can also show you how to share things where it won't. And as people are strong, then He'll release you to say greater things. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord. Also, remember this. Satan is trying to tear down everything you're building up. So you have to be wise in the Lord in order to secure the things of God. Be blessed.